Good afternoon. Welcome, as always, to Mass here at this on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, and of course, we're all glad that you're here. The Church celebrates what is perhaps the most fundamental mystery of our faith, which happens to be the namesake of our schools, our Catholic schools right here in Dickinson, Trinity Sunday. And the mystery that God exists simultaneously as three distinct persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, is a great mystery. We call it that. And like every mystery, like the Eucharist, like the mystery of the Incarnation, a mystery isn't a code to be cracked. It's not a puzzle to be solved. A mystery brings us to humility that, in fact, we don't know all the answers in life. We can't plumb the depths of everything there is possibly to know about God, even though we can say many things. Maybe you know the story of St. Augustine, who I think perhaps more than anybody in the church history has studied and examined and wrote about this great mystery of the Trinity. St. Augustine tells the story, right? He tells the story when he was walking along the beach, and he met this little boy. And this little boy was carrying a seashell. This boy was using this seashell to scrape out this huge hole in the beach. Yes. Thank you. He was saying no, I was saying yes. Yes, he did. He had this seashell and he was making this hole in the sand. And St. Augustine asked, "Little boy, what are you doing? What are you doing?" Boy responded to Augustine, and he said that he wanted to empty out the entire ocean and put it in this hole that he had created. And St. Augustine laughed. He said, "You can't do that." He laughed at this boy's ambitions. But then it suddenly occurred to Augustine that is precisely what he was trying to do with the mystery of the Trinity. Is to put it right here, to put it in a book, to say, here it is. This is all you will ever need to know about the Trinity. He wanted to crack the code. He wanted to solve the puzzle about what the Trinity was. Like the Trinity, like all the other mysteries of our faith, the Incarnation, like I said, the Holy Eucharist, which we are about to celebrate in just a few moments, the Church, being one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. These are great mysteries of our faith. But a mystery, you know, doesn't mean that we can't say anything about it. A mystery is that we can't say everything about it. It would seem a bit odd that the Church would have a Sunday you committed to or focused on the Holy Trinity. Because on the one hand, we profess the Trinity at every Mass quite deliberately, quite visibly. One of the very first things that we did when we came here to start Mass was what? We signed ourselves in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the Creed, in just a few short minutes, I promise, when we recite the Creed, we say, "I believe" three times. I believe in God. I believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And if that wasn't enough, after the Eucharistic prayer, when I elevate that host and that chalice, through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours forever and ever. We say and we profess the Trinity a lot more than we think we do. It's much more fundamental to our faith than I think any of us oftentimes realize. And the family. Right? Especially the Holy Family. An icon, an earthly icon, a tangible witness to the love of the Trinity. From the ancient world, from Augustine all the way through to Pope Francis on his recent encyclical on the family, has talked about the love of a family being an expression, a tangible expression of what the Holy Trinity is, of that love. Mary, Joseph, the infant Jesus, as being a tangible expression of that mystery of our faith. It's not in the book of Genesis, I don't think, but I remember hearing that When he was walking with God in the Garden of Eden, Adam asked a question of God, like God asked a question of Adam. Adam asked God, "Excuse me, God, I have to ask you a few questions." He said, "Go ahead." "When you created Eve, why did you make her body so beautiful?" "I did that, Adam, so that you could love her." "So why did you give her such long, shiny, beautiful hair?" "Adam, I gave her such long, shiny, and beautiful hair because I wanted you to love her." Adam asked one more question. He said, "God, why did you make Eve so foolish? How could you do that? Is that because I should love her?" And God said, "No. That's so that she would love you." You're so serious. The mystery of this Trinity is a deep mystery that we cannot understand. We can begin to understand, but we can't say everything about it, at least not fully in this life. And it is into this Trinitarian life, into which we have all been baptized, that gives us the firm hope, right? It gives us the firm hope that we have been created out of, with, and for this love that is shared between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.